A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Jesus went out again beside the sea. The whole crowd gathered around him, and he taught them. As he was walking along, he saw Levi, son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax booth. And he said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. And as he sat at dinner in Levi's house, many tax collectors and sinners were also sitting with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many who followed him. When the scribes of the Pharisees saw that he was eating with sinners and tax collectors, they said to his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" When Jesus heard this, he said to them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I have come to call not the righteous, but sinners." The Gospel of the Lord. Here in the United States, the term profiling usually has a negative connotation. It's used in a way to prevent the full personhood of people who have been determined to not fit the form or the norm. Just ask any Black, Hispanic, or Middle Eastern person what his or her experience is of being profiled. Consciously or unconsciously, we all have a tendency to do this profiling. We have our images of who belongs and who doesn't. We base those images on things like ethnicity, economics, religion, education, gender, sexual orientation. We have certain images and expectations of what people are to be like, look like, believe like, love like. In the scriptures, God consistently breaks down those expectations, as is evidenced in today's readings. In choosing Saul as king of Israel in today's first reading, God chose someone not from the largest tribe, but from the smallest of Israel's tribes, that of the tribe of Benjamin. Eventually, we know the story that God chooses David to succeed Saul as king. David was not even considered by his father Jesse when presenting his sons to Nathan the prophet. David was the youngest of his sons, working out in the fields, tending the sheep. Surely the prophet Nathan wouldn't be looking for him. And yet, in fact, he was. And in choosing his disciples, Jesus chose the least likely. Fishermen, tax collectors, and women were counted among his numbers. In many ways, we profile ourselves when it comes to being followers of the Lord. At least I know I do. There's no way the Lord would want me. I'm this or I'm that. I'm not good enough or I don't know enough. If Jesus really knew me, there is no way he would call me to follow him. The truth of the matter is that what the Lord looks for is not perfection, but potential, as he did with Levi and Peter and Magdalene and all the others who came before them and after them. Jesus sees all the surface-level profiles we create to keep others and ourselves out, and breaks through them, and opens us to the reality that is the kingdom of God, a reality of inclusion, not exclusion, a reality of possibility, not impossibility, a reality of loving kindness, not absolute condemnation, a reality of spaciousness, not confinement. Instead of hanging a great big sign on the door that says, "Keep out," Jesus throws open wide the door and says, "All are welcome." And going through that door then, we commit ourselves to keeping the door open for ourselves and for others, and to changing the profile in order to see others, not in our own image and likeness, but in the image and likeness of God, who is the creator of all.